إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. إن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah, to have the consciousness and fear and obedience to Allah. For the taqwa of Allah is the best clothing and it is the best provision for those who believe. Brothers and sisters in Islam, actions are the same in their outward forms and in their shapes, but they differ in the intentions that are behind them. They differ in the goals for which they are done. So the ruling on our actions depends on these intentions. The ruling on these actions differs in this world, in the next. Therefore, we have the command to hold strongly to the Tawheed of Allah, and to the Aqeedah and the Sharia, and to the Akhlaq and the methodology of connecting all of these actions to sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The uprightness and the corruption of these actions is connected to ikhlas and sincerity for Allah the Great. In seeking and desiring, in speech and action, purity of intention and tawheed is required from us. In the goals and objectives, we must have sincerity in our worship of Allah Ta'ala. In following commandments and staying away from prohibitions, in exuding the character of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we must have ikhlas and sincerity to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. For this reason, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Salaf As-Salih, they used to learn how to purify their intention, just as they would learn the ahkam, the rulings of the actions. Servants of Allah, sincerity is a secret from Allah. Sincerity is a secret that Allah places in the heart and the soul of His righteous servants, those whom He chooses. He causes them to look for noble goals and to seek to achieve high aims and objectives. He causes them to love the best of actions. He casts into the hearts the high aspirations, al-himma al-aliyah, and He gives them the strong resolve and the firm willpower to do the actions for His sake alone. He gives them the strong will to do beautiful things and to have good, upright souls and a pure conscience. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, He causes these believers whom He chooses to purify their actions from any defects, from any faults and any mistakes and wrongdoing. For this reason, it is a foundational principle and a foundational point and a critical point in this religion that all of our actions, are attached to the intentions behind them, and that one must purify their intention sincerely for Allah, the Lord of the worlds, in order to truly be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ. Is it not for Allah the sincere deen? sincere deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Say, I have been commanded to worship Allah sincerely, and for Him is the deen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, indeed Allah does not accept from action except what is done sincerely for His countenance. This is a hadith with a sound chain of narration. What is meant by ikhlas, what is meant by sincerity, is purifying our actions and purifying our speech and making them for Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Purifying our actions and our speech from any impurity that would corrupt the intention behind it. Anything that mixes up with the pure intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Izz ibn Abdul Salam, he said, ikhlas, sincerity, it means doing actions only for Allah. Doing actions only for Allah, not seeking exaltation from the people or dignity, nor attaining any benefit or worldly gain. Not seeking the exaltation or the attention or the respect of the people, or not seeking any worldly gain from that righteous action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Say, indeed, my salah, my prayer, and my sacrifice, and my life, and my death is for Allah, with no partner. He has no partner. O Muslims, from the impurities that corrupt the sincerity is the disease, the manifest sickness of ar-riya. Ar-riya, which is showing off or ostentation in one's worship. Ar-riya is seeking to show people one's worship or seeking their praise. Some of the ulama, they have said, riya is showing off in one's worship in order to attain some worldly benefit, seeking exaltation and nobility. Servants of Allah, the most dangerous thing the Prophet ﷺ feared for this ummah was the minor shirk. And from the minor shirk is ar-riya. Is ar-riya. In a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, speaking to the Sahaba, what I fear for you most is minor shirk. What I fear for you most is minor shirk. The Sahaba, they said, what is that, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, a man, he stands up for prayer. He stands up. He said, what is it? He said, ar-riya. Ar-riya. Showing off in one's worship and prayer. This hadith was narrated by Ahmad, and it is a Hassan hadith. There are even narrations, there are other narrations that indicate that the Prophet ﷺ, he feared riya, showing off in acts of obedience to Allah for the ummah more than the Dajjal. More than the Dajjal. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, should I not inform you of what I fear for you more than the Dajjal? They said, yes, O Rasulullah. He said, the hidden shirk. The hidden shirk. A person, he stands up to pray, and then he beautifies his prayer because someone is looking at him. The hadith is narrated by Imam Ahmad with a good chain. Some of the ulama, they said, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he feared for the awliya of Allah, the sahaba, he said, I fear for you most the minor shirk. I fear for you most, more than the dajjal, the minor shirk, the riya. If he said this addressing the sahaba, who are the awliya of Allah, then what about those who are less than them? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, riya is a type of minor shirk. Minor shirk, which is even greater than major sin. It's a type of shirk with Allah Ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever prays showing off has committed shirk. Whoever prays showing off, he has committed shirk. Whoever fasts showing off, he has committed shirk. Whoever gives sadaqah showing off, he has committed shirk. Hadith is narrated by Imam Ahmad. Riya, brothers and sisters in Islam, is from the qualities of the munafiqeen. Riya, or showing off in the ibadat, is from the qualities of the munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ يُخَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. إن المنافقين, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that the munafiqeen, they seek to betray Allah, but Allah, he betrays them. They, if they stand in prayer, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they stand up lazily showing off to the people, showing off, يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا, and they do not remember Allah except a little bit. The companion of riya, the person who does the riya, will be exposed. The one who shows off and has ostentation, who seeks the praise through his righteous actions, this person will be exposed on the Day of Judgment, in front of all the people. A person who does the riya, the minor shirk, the showing off, they will be exposed in front of all the people on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ وَبَدَى لَهُمْ, it will be shown, min Allah, وَبَدَانَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, it will be exposed from them, Allah will expose of them that which they never expected will be shown. And the ulama, Sufyan al-Thawri, he said, this ayah is referring to, or he said that this sorrow to the people of Riyadh, this ayah belongs to them, and it is their story. It is what will happen to them. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, Allah will expose them what they never thought would be exposed. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever seeks to show off, Allah will show him off. And whoever seeks fame, Allah will make fame of him. Sum'a, which is seeking the fame, is similar to riya, seeking praise. But sum'a, it refers to the things that are spoken, that people listen to, such as reciting, such as speech. When these things are done in order to seek fame, speech and reciting and talking, this is called sum'a, seeking people to hear them so that they can attain fame or attain praise in the eyes of people. Servants of Allah, riya throws an action into its opposite. It causes the action to become its opposite. So the doer of this righteous action, that outwardly is a righteous action, will actually be punished, will actually be blamed rather than rewarded. Riya, it causes the righteous action to turn into its opposite. Instead of getting praise from Allah and getting rewarded by Allah, the riya, the sum'ah, showing, causing people to hear so that they will get praised, this will cause the action to turn into its opposite. And it will become a cause of blame for the person rather than reward. And one of the greatest hadith, one of the great hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the first person to be punished on the Day of Judgment is a person who was martyred. A person who was martyred. His blessings will be shown to him on the Day of Judgment, and he will acknowledge them. He will acknowledge those blessings. And then it will be said to him, "What did you do with these blessings that I gave you?" And that martyr will say, "I fought in your way until I was killed." And it will be said to him, "You are a liar. You are lying. You fought so that it would be said that you are brave." So it will be commanded, and he will be dragged on his face into the hellfire. And then a person will be brought who was learning, who had knowledge, and who taught it to others. And it will be said to him, "What did you do with your blessings?" He will say, "I learned knowledge and I taught it, and I memorized or I read so that others could learn and hear this recitation for your sake." It will be said, "You lied. You did it so that you would be called Anam Qari." And he will be dragged on his face to the hellfire. A man who was given wealth, and he said, "I did not know a way to spend except that I spent, I gave in charity. I couldn't find a means of charity except I spent it in your way." It will be said to him, "You lie. You spent in charity so that it would be said you are generous." And he will be dragged on his face to the fire. Brothers in faith, riya causes actions to be destroyed. Riya causes actions to be destroyed without any reward. The reward will be perished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. O you who believe, do not destroy your charity, your sadaqah, by reminders and by hurtful words. Do not destroy your charity by reminders and hurtful words. Like the one, كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ. Like the one, he just gives the charity to show off to the people. And he doesn't believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment. He gives the charity to show to the people, but he doesn't have faith in Allah and the Day of Judgment. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. In Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ states, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Hadith Qudsi, that Allah Most High, he says, أَنَّا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءَ عَنَ الشِّرْكِ. I am the most independent of any partners. Whoever makes a partner with me, I leave him and his partners. In Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ, he says that Allah Most High, he says, I am the most rich and independent of need of partners. Whoever attributes a partner with me, a shirk, a shariq with me, then I leave him to end his partners. And in the books of fiqh, it explains more the meaning of this beautiful hadith. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah, be conscious and obedient to Allah, and hold fast to faith in Him and belief in Him. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in Surah Al-Asr, He says regarding those people, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ وَالْعَصْرَ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By time, mankind is in loss. Mankind, al-insan, it means all of mankind, they are in loss. Illa, except. And then the exception comes, illa alladhina amanu. Except those who had faith, wa'amilu salihat. Those who had faith and they did righteous deeds, they held on to the tawheed in Allah and they acted in accordance to it. Watawasaw bilhaq. And they reminded each other to the haqq. And the mufassireen, they say, al-haqq in this ayah, what it refers to is the commandments and prohibitions of Allah. Or the whole Qur'an. Or the straight path, the path of Islam. These are all the haqq that they remind each other to adhere to. And some of the mufassireen, they said, al-haqq means all of the sharia. They remind each other to hold on to all of the sharia. That is to obey the commandments of Allah. To follow the commandments of Allah. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ. And they command, تَوَاصُوا, they command to good and forbid evil. And this ayah refers to people enjoining on others. الْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهْيِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They enjoin each other to have faith and to adhere to the sharia of Allah. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they remind each other to have patience. Because when you call others to the way of Allah, when you call people to the sharia of Allah, then you will be opposed. You will find hardship and difficulty. When you oppose the ahwa, the feelings of people, you will find difficulty. So have sabr. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Have patience. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah, tawasul, it refers to collective action. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ. Tawasul means that people, they work collectively to adhere to the commandments of Allah. وَتَوَاصُوا, they remind each other, they call each other in a collective action to hold on to the faith in Allah, to hold on to the sharia and the commandments of Allah, and to work together, to work with one another, to live and apply the sharia and the deen and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah commands us with a great command, which is sending peace and blessings on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa qurrata ayyunina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa arda Allahumma ala al-khulafa al-rashidin Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa ana al-an wa ana sahabati ajma'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وطهر أعمالنا من الرياء، وطهر ألسنتنا من الكذب، وطهر أعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم فرج كروب إخواننا في كل مكان, في سوريا وفي بورما وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. عباد الله, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استوى تبيه يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Please close the gaps and straighten the line. Complete the first lines first.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر, إن الإنسان لفي خسر, إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.